News Talk 770 AM 925 FM WVNN. This is the Dale Jackson Yaffe Super Show.
Super Show!
We're broadcasting live from Montgomery. Dale was talking about the baby formula shortage. That's one topic we have to talk about right now with Congressman Mo Brooks, who is joining us, I believe. Congressman, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
So the baby formula shortage, this is the government's fault in a big way, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know that. What we have is that some babies apparently have died because of alleged issues associated with production at one particular plant, and it's a large plant. And so that has adversely affected the production at that one plant, which in turn has adversely affected the supply around the United States. So it seems like that this is a short-term aberration caused by things outside of the government's control. Now, maybe you've heard or seen something different, but that's my understanding.
Congressman, Representative Kat Kamick put out some tweets last night, I think some Facebook videos as well, and she talked about the pallets at the border and stuff like that, pallets of baby formula at the border and things like that. And I think people are rightly pretty upset about it. And they're talking, you know, there is a lot of frustration where you can't go to your grocery store and find this stuff, but, you know, the government's gobbling it up to take care of what's going on down there at the border. Now, nobody is upset that the children at the border are getting baby formula, but I mean, people are rightly frustrated that they're having a hard time finding it, and then read something like that and then be told to shut up by the political elites and stop complaining about this. That really, I think, bothers people. Have you heard anything about that? Any more about that? I'm sure the Congress is going to be interested in looking into some of that. What do you think?
Yes, but that's consistent with 2 million illegal aliens coming across our border each year of all ages. That, however, and it is bad, don't get me wrong, okay? We should not have these open borders that contribute to the demand for these baby formula products. But the amount that is being consumed at the border relative to the total demand in the United States of America is very, 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 very tiny. That tiny part is still wrong. I want to emphasize that before Katie Britt runs an attack ad on what I've said. But from a purely economic standpoint, the big problem has been the shutdown of one of our major producers because of issues associated with the formula that apparently caused at least two babies to die.
Yeah, I agree with that. Everything you just said is 100% true. But I think you're right. You hit on the correct issue, and that is this whole story is not necessarily about whatever number of pallets there are at the border. It is instead about the issue of illegal immigration, once again, where it takes resources from Americans and provides them to illegal aliens at the detriment of American citizens. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, let me emphasize something. I've got three granddaughters that are 7 months or younger, and their parents are having a difficult time finding the baby formula. So this is a concern in my own household. We collectively are looking for baby formula in order to make sure that those three granddaughters are properly fed. Two of them were premature, and the third one was born relatively small, so it's a bigger issue for them compared to, say, babies that come full term and are just bigger. So we all are very much concerned about what has happened and the messaging of the government where they are buying up supplies in order to give it to illegal aliens over American citizens. That's horrible. But that's very consistent with what this Biden administration has done. I mean, housing prices are becoming more and more difficult for people to be able to afford, in large part because every time you bring in 2 million illegal aliens, you got to find households for 2 million illegal aliens to live in. whether it be government housing or apartments or regular homes or what have you. And that increase in the demand caused by the government supporting illegal conduct increases the pricing for housing, sometimes putting it out of reach of regular Americans. I mean, so I'm agreeing 100% that what is happening at the southern border is horrible in a lot of different ways.
Well, I think the point here is, and I agree with what you're saying here, this is just illustrative of the issues we see at the border all the time and the issues we have there. And I think it's very, 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 very upsetting. But it does, I think, show people what we're normally seeing. It's nice to see the American people understand that for once. Let's move to the United States Senate story here for just a bit. New polling out. Your race is looking a lot better for you than it was in the past. How are you feeling right now about the United States Senate?
Well, I have mixed reactions. Certainly, it's better to have good polling than bad polling. But at the same time, what it means is Katie Britt, the establishment, Mitch McConnell, they're focusing their millions on me and trying to destroy my reputation, much like they just spent millions trying to destroy Mike Durant's reputation, just like 2 and 3 months ago, they spent millions trying to destroy my reputation. That's the nature of Katie Britt's campaign. It's very dishonest. It's very deceitful. But that's the way she believes she needs to conduct herself to win. So we'll see how it plays out. If the voters will discern what the truth is, I'm real comfortable with where we are. But I don't know how many voters will be led astray by the shamelessly dishonest tactics of the Katie Britt effort.
Now, you talked about what Katie Britt is doing to Mike Durant, but Mike Durant's kind of done some of that to himself, hasn't he, with some of his past comments?
Well, yeah, but when Katie Britt is appealing to prejudice, hey, this guy was born in New Hampshire. Someone has to be born someplace, and you have no control over where you're born. And certainly where you're born does not affect how you vote. Heck, we've got a Senator Tommy Tuberville who wasn't born in the state of Alabama, but he's done a pretty good job in the United States Senate. What we need to do is focus on public policy and issues, and then you've got Katie Britt also attacking Mike Durant by claiming that he's weak on border security. Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Katie Britt has the exact same border security policy that Mike Durant does. Both of them want to import as many cheap foreign laborers as possible because both of them are beholden to the special interest groups that covet open borders and cheap foreign labor.
I think you could argue her.
One example of the hypocrisy of the Katie Britt campaign as they attack Mike Durant.
I was going to say her record on this is far worse than Mike Durant's because, as with most things, Mike Durant does not have a record. Hell, Mike Durant didn't even vote in a lot of elections, and I can't believe this argument that he made the other day or yesterday. He was said that he was raising a family and owning a business, and that made it to where he couldn't look at what was going on in this country and vote in Republican primaries. I read that and I was like, this guy wants to be in the United States Senate? I mean, it seems like, from what I know of personally with you, it seems like you're pretty busy up there in Congress. And it sounds like he's like, I didn't have enough time to look into what was going on, so I didn't vote in those elections. What do you make of that? As sort of a, hey, I'm just too busy to get stuff done. What do you make of that as an excuse for not voting in GOP primaries basically since John McCain ran?
I think it indicates that Mike Durant is definitely not the conservative that he now portrays himself as. We conservatives vote religiously every single chance we get because we want our vote to influence who is elected, and we want people who are elected to share our values. And apparently, Mike Durant is rudderless. He doesn't have conservative values because if he did, he would have made time to go vote. Missing 15 of the last 18 elections, which is Mike Durant's record, missing 15 of the last 18 elections, and now trying to pretend that you are a conservative and that you're going to vote from here on out, or heck, who knows? Is he going to have the same kind of absenteeism when he gets to the United States Senate if he's elected? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's a disqualifier to me, but everybody else can infer from it what they wish.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. Like, hey, I'm too busy to vote. It's like, hey, I'm busy too, all right? And I'd find time to get out there and vote, all right? And look, all Mike Drain had to do is look at my website on Election Day. I always put a ballot out there. He could have just copied it. I mean, that's all he had to do. Congressman Brooks, thank you very much for being here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the January 6th committee. One of the questions I'll ask is, how much of an in-kind contribution is Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and all these guys making to Mo Brooks' campaign by subpoenaing him? Stay tuned. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Leland Whaley of Talk 99.5 said a very good line yesterday when talking about this. And he said, I haven't made up my mind on who I'm voting for in the election, but I want to vote for the guy that Adam Schiff hates. So that's what he said. We'll talk about that situation with Congressman Mo Brooks when we continue. It's Dale Jackson. It's Yaffe. We're live in Montgomery. Stay tuned.
It's the Dale Jackson Show.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Once again, this is Yaffe, along with Dale Jackson, the Yaffe Dale Jackson Super Show today. Live from
Dale Jackson, Yaffe's Super Show.
Yeah. You know, well, notice I put Yaffe first, by the way. we're continuing our conversation right now with Congressman Mo Brooks, who, of course, is running for the Senate as well. And we know that, once again, the January 6th committee is, I mean, they've been after Trump since the beginning, even with that committee, but way before that. So I think it's just another Trump witch hunt. But they're also after Mo Brooks. They've subpoenaed him. Congressman, are you going to comply with that subpoena?
Well, let me back up for where we were before we went on the break, and then I'll get into this. We were talking about Mike Durant not voting. Let me emphasize that in December of 2017, Katie Britt was actively with Richard Shelby encouraging people not to vote or to write in somebody else that Doug Jones would win. I also consider that a disqualifier for her to be the Republican nominee after helping Doug Jones win the election in 2017. Now, about this subpoena, I haven't decided what I'm going to do with it. I need to consult with some of the other Republican congressmen so that we can form a game plan, so to speak. I can't help but note that the witch hunt committee tends to focus on us fighting conservatives. If you look at who they have subpoenaed, it's Scott Perry, current chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Mark Meadows, former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Jim Jordan, former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Andy Biggs, former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, myself, one of the founders of the House Freedom Caucus. So that gives you a pretty good idea who actually led the fight against voter fraud and election theft in 2020.
So you're not sure what you're going to do. You're not sure. You made some statements earlier about wanting it in public. Will you ever testify where it's not in public?
Well, that depends. Is there going to be some kind of court order that mandates that I do it in a secret clandestine setting? Well, I will comply with a court order. But there is nothing to that effect right now. I'd feel much more comfortable about submitting to a deposition if my three requirements are met. One, it has to be in public. This is the public's business. No more of this star chamber secret kind of stuff like the Democrats orchestrated to try to impeach Donald Trump, or they just created things out of thin air in order to justify their hatred for Donald Trump. That's not the way to do it. This is the public's business. I don't want any leaks of my testimony out. I want the public to be able to see everything and in the context in which it's stated. Second, I don't want some underling to be doing the examination. I'm more than comfortable with a congressman doing it. And if it's important enough for me, a congressman, to spend my 4 or 5 days submitting to a deposition, preparing for a deposition, then by golly, it ought to be important enough for the people on the committee to actually be there as they engage in this public questioning. And then finally, it needs to be limited to matters related to January the 6th. Those are my three conditions that I've stated many times over the last couple of months. And to date, I've not seen the witch hunt committee agree to any of them.
Do you think that they're actually going to ever issue this subpoena? And do you think the Justice Department is going to follow up if people don't comply?
I don't have an answer to what the Justice Department will do. There is great concern in the conservative community around the country that the Justice Department might be subject to partisan whims and that there might be persecutions involved in any number of people. To date, I've not seen those kinds of persecutions, but there is that concern amongst conservatives and Republicans that that is the nature of the Justice Department under President Joe Biden. So time will tell the answer to that one. I don't have enough information to have a firm opinion.
Yeah, and this whole thing's got to be kind of bizarre to you because you've been very open about everything, everything that you planned to do that day, everything that you knew that day. So it's like, what did they expect to find out that you haven't already said? So it seems like there are other motives here, what you've said. Yeah.
I mean, I've covered everything. And part of the problem is now 18 months have passed since the stolen election in November of 2020. 16 months have passed since the January 6th event. If they had called me to testify a year ago, my memory would be a whole lot better, a whole lot sharper about what transpired. But I'm a human being just like everybody else. And you let 14, 16, 18 months pass, and your memory simply is not as good as you would like it to be. So they've really botched it to the extent that they've let 16 to 18 months pass since the events that they want to ask me about.
This is the Dale Jackson Show. The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.